time of the week again. Prepare yourself for the Surveyors of Saws, the Sultans of Spaghetti, the whispers in your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What's Your Spaghetti Policy Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Alex and Jacob.
Doorbell and run away.
That would be a move.
Stand in front of your window.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be so creepy. That'd be so creepy. Just like, hey guys, how's it going? We're here. We're live in front of YouTube Spaghetti's house. We're gonna scare him. And then it's just like, and I get scared really easily.
That would be a thing, right? Like just going to random people's like yards and just like streaming.
No, because there was that whole TikToker who did that his whole thing was like, I'm just gonna walk inside this guy's house. And like it's just he was in the UK, I'm pretty sure. And he was just like, hey, watch this, guys. I'm going to walk into this guy's house. And he would just walk in. And it's some random unsuspecting person who's probably just like got done making breakfast for his family.
Well, you can do that in the UK because they don't have any guns.
I mean, that's fair. That is a bit of a power move. But at the same time, it's like, I don't think he ever really does anything. He just kind of like harasses him verbally for a few minutes and then like leaves. But it's just like, don't do that. Don't be.
Isn't there like a whole like subset of like TikTok where like people will just like prank people out in the open?
Yeah, oh, that's not even, it's not even unique to TikTok. That's just like a YouTuber thing that like, I think it was probably.
And then they get fucking like knocked out and it's just like, you know, fuck around, find out.
And you're like, yeah, good. Honestly, kind of deserved it. Or you can be like that YouTuber / TikToker who got shot by the guy who was just trying to do a delivery. Was harassing the wrong dude. You could see in the guy's face that he was having a rough day. He didn't want to be doing the job that he was doing. And they just kept hammering him. He told him, get away from me. Get away from me. Didn't get away from him, pull out a gun, shot him in the stomach. Kid survived, but it's like,
words are powerful, man. When someone says, leave me alone, like you got to be able to catch that vibe. You got to understand, like, okay, like this person's not someone to fuck around with.
You don't have
that ability? Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, like, I don't have that ability to just disregard, like, what people say, you know? Like, I don't have the ability to just be.
I don't think
idiot.
You have the ability to, like, not troll.
This is so funny.
He's so mad.
The internet is fun because you can do that from a distance.
No.
Right? Doing that in
doesn't
person.
Doesn't make it safe.
Yeah. Having the balls to do that as in person. No, thank you. No, thank you, sir. I don't want
to. Are you saying
shot.
That most people on the internet are just like cowards?
Oh, absolutely. And if you want to say that, come and fight me. My address is, guys, I need a fake address.
You got to be able
Tim,
to.
Tim, what's your address again? You're all the way.
No.
Okay, well, I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere out there in wherever it is.
Colorado.
Yeah. Wyoming.
Close to Wyoming.
Iowa.
Let's just dox you real quick. So how is it up
country.
There? How is it in Colorado? Like, what is... I've never talked to somebody from Colorado.
Yes, you have. You've talked to him. Remember this? Hold on. So let's go back a second. So, like, we've been trying to get this in the works for, like, 2 years. But, like, you've been on the pod before. Like,
yep.
2022
around then, yeah.
Yeah,
spaghetti bowl,
spaghetti bowl, yeah, inaugural spaghetti bowl, and then I died.
Spoiler, yeah. You guys didn't win, so you had to die, you know.
Yeah,
it was a journey,
but like that 2 hour time difference is, you know, brutal. Three it hours is. Actually, right? Two, what time two. Is it?
It is 10 o'clock ish.
All right, so it's two. Yep. Yeah, so it's not
so
that
crazy.
Bad.
Like,
I mean,
how does it feel to time travel too? Because like we're over here, it's 12 o'clock here. So theoretically, like you're in the past, right? Is that how it works?
It's amazing for football Sunday because my football starts at 11 o'clock.
Dude, that's gotta be so sick. Yeah, like, that's like you wake up, make some breakfast. You know.
Yep. Afternoon games start at 2. It's fantastic.
You don't have to. You probably watch hockey late at night. Probably 8 o'clock is when, like, you know, some of the games start for you.
Yep.
You know, you got
West
some
Coast
sort of
games are on at
8,
but East Coast start at 5, which is also fantastic.
Dude,
I remember when I lived in Central Time, that was like the cool thing. It's like that extra hour makes all the difference in the world for everything because it's like instead of 11 o'clock, stuff comes on at 10 o'clock, and it's just like you wouldn't think it's that big of a deal, but it is. So, but Colorado, like. Never, I've been like through it. I've never like been to it. Like I went to the creepy airport, and it was so incredibly like packed. I didn't get to do anything. I didn't get to see
That's what
the
I say.
deep.
I think
I
when you
didn't.
went, you didn't even go and look at like a lot of the murals and stuff. You didn't get a chance, did you?
Well, like it was in a different terminal. Like I didn't see the demon horse. I didn't see any of that shit. So, and it was
Well,
just
the
like
demon horse is up
really,
front, so
right. And it's really long. Like it's just
yeah.
like it's just long.
It is, it's in the
And
shape of a
like
swastika too.
it's
So
like
yeah, that's why.
a ranch house. If a ranch house were an airport, that's what it's like. It's just long and spread the fuck out.
Yeah, and there's just like, you know, there was a was it tornado? They have tornado shelters there. Is that what it is? Or
Do you guys have,
Yeah, you
does
get
Colorado have tornadoes? I thought it was like mountainous.
so like where I'm at in Fort Collins is right up against the mountains. It's called the Front Range. Typically, tornadoes don't touch down here because it's so close to the peaks. Like it's just kind of like a little safe belt up against the mountains. But you go, if you know, 10 miles east of where I live, and you're right in like plains country. So it's just Tornado Alley in that part. A lot of the famous tornado chasers are from that part of Colorado, and that's where they get started.
Where's Nebraska at? Is it next to you guys?
No.
Yep, it's like an hour away.
Is it really? I don't know, Matt. I've never looked at a map before, so Matt, I'm just gonna Google map
Hour and a half away, a couple
because they
hours
just
away,
got
but
our
yeah.
like, you know,
No, it was
our
Oklahoma.
condolences. No, it was Nebraska.
I thought it was Oklahoma.
There's one in
No,
Nebraska too.
there was
That
like
big gnarly one?
the biggest one recorded on record, I think, hit Nebraska yesterday, so or the day before. I can't remember which. My days running together. But yeah, you guys, you're right there. Yeah. Wait, where's Colorado at? I've actually never
Jesus Christ.
seen Colorado on a map. There it
He's
is.
actually never looked at a map of the United States, even though
Here's
he
his.
has one behind his TV in his house.
Dude, do I really? Oh, yeah, it is. There's one. Yeah. I don't look at it
I
very often,
was at
man.
your house yesterday, so I know.
Yeah, that was fun. But no, it's like, there's just, I don't think people understand how big America is, right? I mean, I don't
No.
even understand it. Like, it's such a massive. Like each state feels like almost like a different country because like how
Yeah.
different like the cultures are, you crossing border lines, like hell, even the like Mississippi, Georgia, like they all seem even more southern than we do at some
Well,
point.
because they are.
I mean, yeah, but I mean like they act like it, you know?
Geographically, they are further south.
I
Well, it's
mean,
like you
who's
go to
to say?
Florida, and it's like, you know, tropical. You go to Maine, and it's not. And then you go to like where, you know, in Denver, and it's like, oh, there's mountains. But then you go to Nebraska, and it's like, oh, it's the plains. Then you go to Arizona, and it's a desert. And it's just like, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. And then there's Hawaii, and you know, it's
Like we're like Zootopia, dude. I was watching the
pretty
movie
much
yesterday, and we like
just for
legitimately,
fun, just for fun.
we were just for funsies. Yeah, the kids were like, "Yeah, let's watch it," and I was like, "Cool," because it's a
When was
fun
this? Was this
movie.
before or after I was over there?
It was before. It was like around lunchtime, I think we watched it. It was a good time.
Give me your
It's
detailed
a
itinerary of yesterday. I'm just kidding, don't.
so we got up, had breakfast, we went to the store. We went to Rural King.
Which
It's
is the most.
like a country store, you know. Got free popcorn though. It's delicious. We got some
Say
plant. No, we
country
didn't get any
store, is
plant.
that like a gas station or
No.
a
No,
it's like a farming store. Yeah,
it's
they
like a
got
farm and feed
chickens.
store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got cow food, they got chicken food,
Yeah, it's one of those.
they got plants, they got cattle panels, they got tractors, you know, they got all your farming
It's like if
needs.
Dollar General or owned a farm store.
I can
Yeah.
picture it now.
And it's
Know
everything's
exactly
pretty
what you're
cheap,
talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Eddie.
Kinda
But
trashy. It has a certain clientele.
yeah, everybody's wearing cowboy boots. You actually can't get in without wearing cowboy boots.
This
So
is coming from the guy who says he doesn't own cowboy boots.
I need a pair of cowboy boots. I
You
do.
do have you have a pair of boots, just not cowboy boots.
I don't have boots, dude. I don't have any.
Yes, you do. I saw
I
them
do.
yesterday in your
I
bathroom.
lost them. No.
I feel like Alex knows more about your house than you do.
Probably
I
does, dude, because he remembers everything. He's like John Wick over here. He's like, okay,
John Wick.
somebody comes in the front door and he's
Yeah.
gonna jump behind the couch, flip it over. I'm gonna kick this TV at him, you
That's
know? Yeah.
what I think about when I think about John Wick, the memory. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
He knows. I mean, I'm saying,
Jacob's never seen a
I've
John
never
Wick,
seen
so he
it,
doesn't know how it
so I
works.
assume that he has a really good
Well, I've
memory,
been
you
trying to
know?
get him to come over here and watch it for years at this point,
We're
and he just
going
like.
to.
And like part of the problem is like he can't come out and hang out with me anymore because he lives fucking forever away.
It's 30 minutes away, dude.
It's a
Maybe it's
long
20.
ways away for
He's
you because you drive slow.
25. No, I drive really fast,
No, you
dude.
don't.
I like
No,
to
you
go
don't.
fast,
Who
you
drives
know?
faster, me or you?
I mean, probably you, but you're like crazy. You got a death wish. So I just like to I like to get there in one piece. But
Hey,
I was
time is the most precious commodity. Like, get there as
absolutely
quick as you can.
bro.
Okay, see? But this is the same guy who's gonna sit here and tell me, oh, you're wasting, you don't care to waste 2 minutes brushing your teeth, not in the shower. Oh, you can't eat your bowl of cereal out of the shower. You
Whoa,
can't,
whoa, 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 whoa.
you
I
know,
brush my teeth in the shower.
you can't you sitting over here, oh, you can't take the 2 seconds to not eat on the toilet. Like, no, I'm saving time
You're not
by
saving
like
time.
multitasking is what I'm trying to do,
You're
right?
generating cringe. That's not saving time. You're just building that cringe profile.
See,
Hey,
Tim is a lot like me, and you're not going to win these conversations with Tim here.
I'm just saying, man, you know,
There,
I'm
I,
saving time.
you're not saving any time
Saving
because the
time.
things that you do for your fucking health is not saving time. If
What
you
is
don't
that?
have 2 minutes to spare to brush your goddamn teeth in the mornings, you've got to
Well,
reprioritize
I
your
mean,
life.
I always brush my teeth. I'm just saying, like, I like to
Did you
spend
brush them this
it.
morning?
Not yet. No, I haven't gotten around to
So
it. It's still
you just
technically morning
contradicted
time.
yourself.
It's
No, you
10
didn't.
o'clock. It's
No,
10
it's not.
o'clock
It's
right
past
now.
lunchtime.
Where
Hey, we're not on. No, that's not how that works.
You're on
We're going by
spaghetti time, bro.
Tim's. We're
You're
on
on
Tim's
spaghetti
time
time,
right
dog.
now. Tim's time. So I haven't brushed my teeth yet. So I'm gonna get there.
How do you? I just don't understand how a human being does not like brush their teeth as soon as they fucking wake up in the morning.
I got other things I gotta do,
You
dude. You know,
don't!
got people yelling at me for breakfast. Got people over here. You know, they need
I've
to.
been to
You
your
know,
house. There's no one that yells at you.
I got a sourdough starter to take care of now, right? That's like having a
Shouts out,
third
Cade.
kid. Yeah, thank you, Cade, by the way. Cade sent me some sourdough starter. It smells great. Love
This
it.
motherfucker, like, let me just tell you, I introduced Jacob to all these people. And he just, I don't know if it's his ignorance. I don't know if it's his
They feel sorry for
charming
me, like you said
personality. I
yesterday.
think they just feel sorry for him. They're like, oh, here, I'm going to give you my phone number. And then, like, he just, like, has, like, so many phone numbers of people that listen to this podcast. And I'm just like, what the
I'm on the ground. I'm my boots on the ground.
No,
I'm out
you're hey,
here
if you...
promoting the podcast one person at
But
a
there's, like,
time.
so many
So
people. Like, you can't even keep up with our group chat. And it's because you
I
have so
keep
many other people to talk
up
to.
with it. I keep up with it. I just don't respond that often because I'm like, hey,
Because
these
you're too
guys are
busy.
having it.
Because, oh, you're too good for us now. You got to talk to all these people. You got to talk out to, you got to talk to Grendel and Cade and all these other people.
I don't know if you. I don't know who you think you're talking to. I don't talk to people all the time. I barely talk to you guys. So like I'm out here just like ignoring people, dude. That's what I'm
And
doing.
yet you just, you know, whatever. I don't know.
It's that Southern charm,
Hey,
dude.
if you're not collecting the perks, why do it, right?
I mean, that's the
Seriously.
thing. It's like I like to have the perks available. I don't always like to capitalize on them, you
I'm the
know?
fucking like conduit in to improve Jacob's life. Like all these things that I've introduced him to, like all these people, you know, again, because it's partially because I thought he was an intoxicating person and an
I'm
enigma.
intoxicating, that's for
But
sure.
like we were talking about it yesterday, like I introduced you to Adrian and like isn't Shelby like a mod on his fucking Twitch channel now?
Yeah, we both are.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I just don't think he's taken my mod ship away yet. That's what it is. I don't watch too many streams nowadays. Like even the guys that I watch all the time, you know, I normally don't, but like I've been in there a while. I was there like 2 weeks ago or something like that. It's fine.
Now, you probably would have never met Tim if it wasn't for me, but that's because I met Tim through Ian, who you met because of me. It's like your circle of people and relationships since starting this pod has quadrupled, and I'm the man
Yeah,
responsible for it. I'm taking credit for that.
I knew about two people before we became friends, and now I know like eight people,
25,
like
25,
eight people, like
25.
probably maybe 25.
I don't
We
want to
probably
dox
get
a bunch
there.
of people, but like I can name a ton of people.
Probably so, but it's not about me. It's about him and
Yeah, house ca
Colorado.
house caller.
Is it
Is
intimidating looking at the list of new people like that are in your
yeah.
like text list and being like, "Fuck, I gotta talk to all these people now."
That's what Tim, thank you for hitting on that because honestly, like it is super daunting to know that like because like that's all like these are all new friendships I gotta keep up with. And like if I don't text somebody, are they gonna be upset if I don't text her for months at a time? Because that's like I don't text that very often. And I'll forget that people exist because I have ADHD, baby. And that's what happens. Like if I'm not actively talking to you on a daily basis, I accidentally forget that you exist. It's like my family, I haven't seen them in years. I don't know if any of them are still alive. But yeah, man, it is a little bit daunting because like I can't, you know, what do I say? Like, how's the weather? You know, that's my go-to, you know.
Hey, how are you now?
Hurry now.
Good
So
news.
not so bad.
that's the bed.
How's
Yeah.
Colorado? What's it like being a hockey dad?
Crazy, dude. Hockey parents are insane.
Like, are you
Yeah, I can
always going to
imagine.
tournaments and stuff? Is it like with the baseball, like
Right. Right now,
here?
not so much. They're playing rec. They're not really ready for competitive.
Travel ball. That's what I was thinking. Is there travel
We still have to
hockey?
travel. Yeah, we still travel. So we're, Denver, Wyoming, every weekend.
Damn, dude. That's gonna be
Yeah,
so
I mean,
cool though, just having hockey as a sport there.
it's fun. They love playing it. Some of the parents are crazy. Like, we play rec. It's non-competitive, and there's still, parents like screaming, spitting at the refs, saying horrible things about them. And I'm like, this is a high school kid who is making, $9 an hour,
Damn, that's good.
wearing a set of stripes, like out there trying to ref your kid's rec hockey game. Like, maybe just tone it
Yeah.
down a notch.
It's not, we're not, this isn't the, they're not going to the NHL Cup this year. Okay, let's chill out a
I think
little
it's
bit.
because our generation was like, we had that force fed down our throat that, like, oh, you're going to be in this and you're going to be pro. You're going to be the first ever motherfucking pro baseball, pro football, pro basketball,
Yep.
pro hockey player, pro motocrosser of all time. Like, you're going to be the greatest athlete of all time. And it's like, it wasn't, oh, we're doing this for fun and we're having a good time. It's no, you're going to do this. This is your new career. And it's like that generation of parents or kids became parents. And like, now you're seeing the
And
fruits
now
of
the
that
only way we
labor.
can get the anger out is to yell at the ref.
Now,
Is to make
no
him the
offense to
three of
Tim,
a
who
kind.
has officiated before, but stripes are terrible and they're awful. So,
I mean, in the nature of hockey is different anyway, because who do you punish? Like, you usually don't see the first person who instigates, so you're getting the person who retaliates, and
right.
so it kind of feeds that cycle into itself.
Yeah,
You
you could
know what I
always just
mean?
like get hit in the head with a shoulder, and then the person who did who got hit gets penalized for it. That's always fun. I'm not speaking about anything in particular at that
Is that
moment,
did
but
that happen the other
certainly not
day?
talking about Brad Marchand, right? Or no, you're talking about Rempe, right?
yeah,
Yeah.
his hit on TJ Oshie.
Yep.
And it was in New York of all things, but that doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. By the time this comes out, the caps will have been swept, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, like the hockey scene here is not like we have hockey teams there, but like my wife works with somebody who every weekend they're going to Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, like Arkansas. Like they're traveling every weekend and playing games at like 8 in the morning, and then they'll play another game at like 1 in the afternoon. And it's just like then they'll have practice on Sunday because they're all travel teams. And then it's just like, bro, like that is not the life for me. Like, no, like you gotta love that. You've gotta love it and be committed, hundy P, because otherwise, like, like
And you got to be
they're
looking for a college scholarship, because I'm not doing all this work if you're not aiming to do something with the skills that we're like spending all this money on, Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and that's what we had to explain to the kids. Like, if you want to do competitive, that's great. Like, we'll support you. We'll get the gear. We'll do the travel, but it's got to be your only thing. You cannot fit basketball or soccer or anything else around that insane schedule. It just doesn't work. I mean, out here they have the competitive team practices at 5 a.m. Friday morning.
No.
Good Lord, dude.
Does that have
That's
school?
not. No, that's before school. You
That's
just
what I'm
get
saying.
up
Like, yeah, you
and
start
go
school at
practice
seven.
before
Yeah.
school.
They used to do that at my elementary. I'm just realizing this. Like, fifth graders having, like, because our fifth grade teacher was the basketball coach when I was in fourth grade. And, like, I think that the generation before us, so like the team or two before us, they had to get up at like 6 a.m., get to school. Start running. Sorry, I don't know. This might be trigger warning here, but they called them suicides
We call it Vegas.
when I was in school. But they would have to do those at 6 a.m. Dude, these are fucking 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds
We
doing
did
it. Oh
that in
yeah.
high school.
I mean, in
Yep.
high school, it's like
The
you have some,
dude, I hated it. In basketball, you would do your conditioning and shit in the mornings and then you practice in the afternoon, but like you'd be fucking sweaty and gross all day long because I wasn't
yeah.
showering with dudes. That's not my thing.
Gotta hit the showers, baby.
But like it was like you or 6 o'clock in the morning, like. And then they provided breakfast for you, but like those first like 3 or 4 days, you're just like the sight of food, I want to die. Like I'm
Dude,
not into it, you know?
I was terrified as a kid, of
Someone seen
having
your
to,
pee-pee?
yeah, of having to take showers like after practices and stuff. That's why, like, I don't know, man. I
Is
was
that why you
always.
don't shower now?
I mean, probably. Like, I'm so scared that somebody's gonna come in there and just be like, "Hey, good game out there,
Well,
champ," and smack me on the butt or something. I don't
hopefully
know.
it's your wife.
I mean, she can do it. That's fine. But I'm just saying,
Do
some
you
other
lock the
person.
bathroom when you shower?
No, not like
I'm not gonna do anything to prevent this fear. It's just like a fear that I have.
That's hey, that's living with it, you know. Just
do you lock the door when you take a shit?
No, I mean, again, like, what if somebody needs something, you know?
You're taking a shit. There's multiple bathrooms in your house.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never know. So I'm not locking anybody out.
So, you're an infuriating human being.
But how's it having weed, dude? I don't know if you like partake in weed and whatnot, but I know that Colorado's
the best segue ever.
Yeah,
best segue ever.
What's it like having the weed?
Tell me about weed.
Yeah, tell me more about this.
What is weed?
It's not my, not really my jam. You know what I'm saying? No, fair. Aiden, but
we get it. You're just trying not to, you know, wink, wink.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No, I mean, everyone thought it was going to bring like the end of the world to the state of Colorado by legalizing marijuana. And from an outsider's perspective, literally nothing changed except our schools have more money to spend on academic
hockey
programs.
Yeah, it's almost like if you can have this, you know, decriminalize something that doesn't really have that many, if any, set negative side effects, and you tax it a bunch, you have like all this extra money to spend. It's kind of crazy. It's like a weird,
such a weird concept, dude.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and it's fortunately, you know, there's never been anything in like American history to have that kind of like data for, you know, there's no kind of, you know, way that we could have saw that coming, you know, with the taxing of things. But hey,
oh, you're saying that there's like a new study that links cannabis, recreational cannabis use to lower risk of cognitive decline and dementia related disease.
Every like 2 or 3 years, it feels like marijuana just gets another check mark into like why everybody should just like be able to have access to it, because it's always like, you know, oh, it there's no negative side effects, it's not addictive,
it makes you lazy, bro, makes you eat,
it's a gateway drug,
might
as well start doing meth. You've been smoking some weed, might as well go ahead and just jump into meth, go ahead and do that.
And let me just like, that's some like high powered propaganda there, and this is coming from someone who does not smoke weed.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and I've never done a drug before.
That,
but like
an illegal drug.
An illegal drug. Yeah, I have drank an alcoholic beverage a time.
Yeah, but
or
you
two.
Take like Tylenol, so that's a drug. You drink caffeine, that's a drug.
Yeah, I may have abused Tylenol a little bit as a kid, sure, you know. But no,
I think you abuse caffeine, the amount of coffee you drink on a daily.
I am cuckoo for caffeine, that is for sure.
Dude,
so
same.
But I mean,
I need it.
Marijuana is just one of those things where it's like, I don't see a negative side effect to it. All you can do is like make money from it. Here's another thing that, like, you know, if you're looking for a profession, go get your marijuana license, you know, jump out there, start farming and whatnot. But yeah, it's recent study has found that it has been linked to basically,
yeah, but like we knew that, right?
What?
We kind of knew
reduces
that before.
Cognitive
decline? We knew that. And it's also with like joint pains and.
But why it's different this time is because
I got glaucoma.
On like a federal level, they haven't been able to study marijuana because of the because there was like a, what was it, like a class whatever felony drug or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the hell they call it. But now that they're actually able to do studies on it, shocker, you start to see that it has like positive effects. You know, we're not even talking about the fact the only reason that it's illegal in the first place is because rope companies didn't want people using hemp as like a rope in fiber because it like fucking blew them out of the water. But it also, you know, relieves short-term chronic pain, reduces inflammation 30 times more robustly than aspirin, and it improves symptoms of Crohn disease. It's effective in killing some lung and pancreatic cancers.
Also,
it's
not
like,
addictive,
it's,
right?
It's not addictive. I mean, there are people,
the
obviously.
Feeling. The feeling.
It is, mm-hmm. Yeah, there are people who are, you know, more at, like addicted to it just from the way it makes them feel and stuff like that. Sure. But as like on a whole, you're not going to smoke a joint and be like, God damn, give me more of that. Give me more of that shit, you know, immediately after you do it. But fucking, I just think it's so rad, dude. I mean, I think it should be legal. I don't think the people should be in jail for it for sure. So,
well, we're not going to go down that route and why people are in jail for it.
Well, I do think that there have been some missteps in criminalizing certain individuals, people of color, you know, getting harsher penalties than others. Mm-hmm. But hey, again, you know,
that's
whatever.
That's fake news, bro.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to spread propaganda or anything.
I have a moral. We were talking about people and like cringy behavior and YouTubers and stuff, and I told Jacob that I had a story for him that was going to make him very uncomfortable.
Yeah, let's build that cringe profile, as Tim said earlier.
I have a moral quandary to run across the two of you. All right. Okay. So I already don't like Twitch streamers. I don't have an inherent problem with them as people. I don't like the influence they have, which is why they're called influencers. Because they have they get an opinion that they don't deserve, or they get an elevated opinion that is not warranted just because they have an audience. I don't like that. Irony being that we have a podcast. but we're not trying to influence anybody. Like, I'm not out of here saying, like, you know. Anyways,
you influence is your own fault.
So where I live, there's about six comic book shops, five or six. If you don't count the used bookstore, they have comics, but I don't count it as a comic store. Anyways, my comic store sent a video to me. It was a YouTube video. The guy was an influencer. He has a whole channel. I don't know what his name was. So sorry. And like, he was in town for, I guess, like, to do some trails or something. And he was like, he hit all like the local comic shops. Mm-hmm. And I already knew where this was going. I already knew where this was going. I was like, oh boy. So I'm watching, you know, the first one. I've been to all these shops. I don't have anything really like inherently negative to say about any of these places. I think they all have their benefits, and we have the benefit that like a lot of our stores are different. Like, you know, you have one that's all about back issues and slabs. And then we have another one that's all about like trades. We have another one that is like the store I go to. It's about new releases. You know, then you have one that has a lot of collectibles. And so like, there's just like different tastes and different flavors all around, which I think is good. It's good. And none of them are like that close. They're all kind of sort of spread around. He's shown the first one, and like, I'm already annoyed by this guy because he has like a thing on his chest, right? So he's like recording the whole thing.
Oh, he's got the GoPro. Yeah.
God. And like, the sound sucks. And like, every time he's like flipping through the slabs, it's just like, and like,
I'm already loving this.
Yeah. And like, the echo on it. And it's like, bro, you got a YouTube channel. Again, I'm not here to criticize anybody, but like, put in a little bit of effort to clean that audio up, right? Especially if it is,
I mean, hell, you could get like a $30 lapel mic that probably works 90% better than that.
Well, I think he had the mic. It was just like amplified. Like I could hear him breathing.
Got the gain turned all the way up.
Like, it's too much, man. Anyone, like, he's having conversations, then he will cut in. Like, when he did his cut in of like narrating, like, hey, well, here's what we're talking about, sort of thing. Like, it sounded better because it sounded like, hey, he recorded this in post and then put it in there. But it was like the raw footage, like, I didn't love. Anyways, he's doing all these whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he hits Nirvana. Everybody goes to Nirvana. I like Nirvana. Nirvana's been on like a Netflix show, like all sorts of things. Like, they're really cool. Like, they're nice dudes. But I go to Snake Eyes. And so we get there, or the last one, like, and this guy has like all these positive things to say about all these shops until he gets to Snake Eyes.
No, gosh.
But that's not the kicker. The kicker is that I'm in the video.
Oh, man. Oh, no. I was like, oh, no. Shit. I had no idea it was going to go this way, dude. I did not know that you were going to.
So damn. The quandary is, should you, isn't like the etiquette that you let people know you're recording?
I don't.
To me, yeah, absolutely.
I would say,
you're supposed to let the shop owner know, right? And that's fine. And he did let Jonathan know that, hey, do you care if I record? And Jonathan said no, like, no problem. I was unaware that this was going on.
They're supposed to give you like.
But are you supposed to ask every single person that walks in the shop?
I mean, if you're making a YouTube, it's all your own fault, dude. You know, if you're
right, and you know, and I get
sign a waiver or something. I don't know.
Well, that's why waivers exist. So, anyways, I will go ahead and I didn't say anything that would like implicate me because I'm, you know how I am. I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm not like
super racist.
I'm not saying like, but it's just like I'm watching this video and I remember because like sometimes I'll go and I'll help. Like, Jonathan's the only person that works there. So like, sometimes he'll be like, hey, can you throw all these boxes in the trash out back? Can you, you know, empty the dehumidifier for me? Like there's people in the shop because he doesn't want people stealing shit. So like, when I drop by, like, I'll help whatever I got to do. And so like, I remember this video, like, now, like, and I like, I'll start putting all these things together and I remember this guy being in there. I remember the day it happened, all this stuff. And then like, so like, you know, you hear him say, hey, thanks, Alex, you know, whatever, like, cause I brought the dehumidifier like tray back in. And like I'm just standing up front, like talking to Jonathan, you know, like nothing, and like none of my, like, again, like I'm in the video, I don't say anything. You, if you didn't know it was me, you didn't know it was me, sort of thing, whatever. But like he goes on to basically talk about how shitty of a shop it is and how standoffish the shop owner is and all the prices. Like I'm just like, like I don't know how I feel about this. Jonathan has that reputation. I have that reputation, but like I don't, you know, like. It wasn't great. It wasn't great.
Somebody on blast.
It wasn't great because like you talked about the top, you know, and it's just like, oh, I had to go out of my way to this shop. No, you didn't. Cause like, I know where you're at. And the shop you went to before that was like not far away, like less than 6 minutes away.
Yeah. It's not so much you had to go out of your way as it is you didn't plot your
How is that the shop owner's fault anyway? Like,
He's on one of the main strips. Yeah. Like he's on one of the main strips through Knoxville, if I'm not mistaken as well.
Right. But again, it's like, okay, you, like where do you fall in there? Because it's like, okay, I've given you permission to do this, and even in the audio, like Jonathan's answering all of his questions, and it feels like the guy was like aggravated because he wasn't getting special treatment from Jonathan that he got from all the other shops, because all the other shops were playing kiss ass. And like, and I get it, like you got a business to run, you're doing a thing, but that's not how Jonathan operates. Jonathan's just like, I'm here, this is my shop, like this is what it is. Where all the other ones were just, and this guy was like, you know, I just really wanted an insight on like the how comic book shops are operating and what their goals were in 2024. And this owner just like didn't have any goals and just like didn't really seem to care that I was there. And it's like, yeah, because he didn't.
That's like,
like yeah, but then like the flip side, this is why I don't like influencers, because like now you're gonna talk, you've done all this shit, and then luckily it's at the end of the video, and like, you know, attention spans, they're not going to get to that point. But like, you didn't have anything nice to say. And it's like, I don't know, like what, and it all, it, like, again, like I'm a little biased because I like Jonathan. Jonathan's my friend, and that's the shop I go to. But like, I don't like, I don't know. I'm just like aggravated by it because A, I'm in the video unknowingly in the video.
It'd be funny if like he was like, yeah, and then this piece of shit was standing up front talking to the owner, like when I had questions. And he's like, look at this fucking face. Look at this fucking face. Look at his beard. Oh, he thinks he's better than me because he's got his nice beard. Fuck this guy. And he's like, this goes off on you. That'd be so
funny.
And I'm
pretty sure it was the same day that I delivered the Polar Destroyer books to the shop.
You should have handed it to him, be like, hey, free promo. Be like, hey, look at this. You like hold up in the camera and shit. Like,
but like, I was just like, I don't know. Like, the dude just like rubbed me the wrong way. And it wasn't that like he was critical. It was just like, it felt like watching it that, oh, the red carpet wasn't rolled out for you. So like, now you're going to like badmouth this shop that I go to. And it's just like, you're like, again, it just goes all back to like, people have too much influence and I don't like it. Jacob, it's all your fault.
I mean, I'm an influencer, dude. What can I say? You know,
personally responsible for this.
Yeah,
personally,
man.
Responsible.
I don't know. I do think that there is some like, you got to be really careful, dude. Because like, I don't know this. You didn't tell us who this guy was, and I don't want.
I don't remember.
Press. But if you're like somebody with like 100K followers, I'm sorry, you don't get the red carpet. Like if you have 100 million followers. Then I could see people like owners being like, yeah, maybe I should give this guy some little bit of the, you know, the pizzazz or whatever. But I'm just saying, you got to be humbled really quick. You got to be, you know, you got to be, if you're going to be an influencer, you're going to have more than just like 100,000 people following, which sounds insane to me. Right. I guess
also like do your job as a YouTuber. Like, did you just ask if you could film? Like, why wouldn't you try to collaborate with the store owner and be like, hey, is there anything you would like to put on display or show or promote or talk about while we're doing this walkthrough? Like, if I'm going into a comic store and filming content, like, wouldn't the job be to uplift that place?
Right.
If we're all about liking comic books and spreading that out there, like, that should be the goal.
Yeah, and it just, yeah.
And like, and one of the things, yeah, like, he was digging through the long boxes and he was like, I just felt like this store is just extremely overpriced because this Daredevil, he's got it for $20, but you can buy the whole run on eBay for $25, $40.
Then go buy it. Then go buy it on eBay.
Then go buy it on eBay, bro. Like, that was exactly. It was just like, and like, oh my God. And his big talking point was like, there's a big Last Ronin statue from Sideshow Collectibles in the store, and it's fucking dope. Like, it's big, it's like, you know, comes up to like my chest, it's super cool. And like, he's asking Jonathan all these questions and Jonathan's answering all the questions like being like, hey, like a salesman sorts, but like the guy was just like, Oh yeah, it's real cool. Like, what the fuck do you want, man? Like, like,
Super low energy, like, oh, sick, dude, sick, sick.
yeah. And
You're
it's
like,
just
hey,
like you
why
I, again.
me either?
It just rubbed me the wrong way. More so because it's my shop and I was in the video. But it's just like you got to be careful. Like you said, you got to be careful. You never know when someone's fucking filming you.
Right.
I mean,
You shouldn't have to be
on,
on all the time.
but that's also like you also get into like kind of like boomer territory whenever you start, you know, but like, well, you can't do anything nowadays. Everybody's filming or whatnot. It's like, well, I think you should have enough, you know, etiquette in yourself to not act like a jackass and be worried that you should be.
Okay.
I don't think that you should be worried because like, you should just be living your life,
I
but.
agree, but you can attest. I mean, Tim's in a group chat with us. There are things probably said in the group chat that you probably would not want out. No, I mean, nothing
Yeah.
like crazy, but there's things that you're just like,
Just...
hey, I can confide in my bros here and I can say this and I'm not going to be judged for it. Whereas, like, if you say it
Yes.
on a fucking YouTube, you're going to be judged for it. So, and again, it's
Yeah.
nothing like.
But I mean, then again, you'd be judged for anything on you. Like, they're probably, I'm sure if you
Right.
go to the comments of the videos,
But.
somebody's like, look at this dude standing
But
here.
what I'm saying is, like, I go to the shop and I'm having a conversation. I'm not under the impression that I'm being fucking recorded and everything. Again, I did not say anything uncouth or anything because that's just not what I do. And I'll say the same things in the group chat that I'll fucking say to a stranger because I don't really
Yeah.
have a filter when it comes to those sort of things. And I just am who I am. But like, I don't know. That whole video just like rubbed me the wrong way. And it's somehow Jacob's fault because he loves streamers and he's just like, well, you know, they
I
just.
mean, I think that you're taking a lot of your anger of streamers out on me just because you know that I enjoy partaking in like streaming content, but it's whatever, you know. If I have to be a scapegoat, it's fine, you know.
Okay, Jack
Is that
Perry.
proximity bias? Proximity responsibility
Yeah.
there?
Oh, my
But
mouse is dead. Oh, no.
Oh,
But I mean,
snap.
like,
I don't know. So Tim, you have like you have young kids, right?
Yeah.
Not anymore, according to his text
Not
message. He
yeah, that's
said,
right.
let me read it. It
They're
was
gone
yes.
now, I think is what it was
Verbatim.
like.
It's the best.
God damn it.
Shit, that's Jacob, not Tim.
It's
As
so
soon as I
funny.
said that, the kids blew up. They're gone now.
Yeah. They're gone now. They won't be
They're in a
messing
better
with me.
place.
They won't be messing with me anytime soon, that's for sure. But no, there's something funny about just asking somebody, you got young kids, right? Like, yeah. But I mean, you've got kids that are like in the like teenage range, right? I think if I remember
Oh,
correctly,
10 and
like
8.
what
10 and 8.
oh, so you're almost there, dude. I don't know. It's
Yeah.
such a because
Are
I've
you
been
dreading it?
yeah,
Yeah.
because my 10-year-old already acts like a fucking teenager. So I'm like, what's it gonna be when he's 13?
My 7-year-old acts like a teenager right now, where he's just like, I
Well,
don't
you
know
act like a
how to do
teenager,
this. I
so.
mean, yeah, but I act like a child, but
Yeah, let's be clear. I'm not a beacon of maturity in this house, okay? Like, not
same.
setting the best example here.
Yeah, Jacob did something yesterday at his house, and I was like, monkey see, monkey do. That's why your kid does it.
Oh no, my kid was trying to pee off the back porch, you
That's what it
know?
was, yeah. And
Yeah,
he,
I
oh,
don't
bro,
pee.
it was so cute. He was so distraught that, how old is Oliver?
He's three
Three.
now.
He
Yeah.
was this like cute little 3-year-old boy. It's so distraught that he cannot piss outside. And it's just like the bottom lip comes out, and he was so mad, and he just like
He had
just.
company over, dude.
He was
He
just
got
so
time.
sad that fucking walk to the bathroom to piss in a toilet. He was so upset about it. It was so cute and
He got
funny.
upset at me yesterday because he didn't poop outside, dude. I was like, no, you can't poop. He was like, literally, like, I think he was watching Abaddon use the bathroom outside. And he was like, can I go poop out here? And I was like, no, dude, you
That's
can't poop outside. Go inside and
primal
poop. Like, come
instincts,
on.
bro.
Right?
And I was like, honestly, I don't have too many reasons against it, but no, you can't do it because it's
Give
not in polite society, dude. Get in
him a
the
little shovel and a pile of leaves. Let him experiment.
bathroom.
Go for it.
Get himself, dude. He's gonna be training him for the Marines when he's like 5 years old. So, you
Dude,
know.
my 6-year-old, if he has to go to the bathroom really bad and we're coming home, he just goes in the front yard in front of everybody. And we
That's
tell him
yeah.
not to. We've informed him that, if he's 18 and does that, he'll go to jail. And
Hell,
yeah, he
dude, there
still
was
does it.
a 13-year-old kid recently just got I think they gave him like a couple hours probation and made him write a 2-page report on Kobe Bryant because they caught him peeing outside or whatever out in the front yard. And I'm just like,
In
dude,
his front yard?
I'm pretty sure that it was like either that or
Okay.
some he got in trouble. I don't know.
I'm
I don't
gonna
ever like look
interject
up
here because
the
this goes back to like way early pod about doing this, like, you know, you being naked in your front window with your fucking dick out and like getting mad at people looking at your little dick. Like, again, like, whatever. If you piss in your backyard and you have a fenced in backyard, then I don't think anyone can say shit about it. If you piss out in your front, yard, like that's just like don't do that. Like you gotta know better. Like just
He
don't do
steps,
it.
10-year-old boy steps
As he
behind his
fucking no
mother.
sells that whole thing, by the way.
10-year-old boy, I was looking up the article. He stepped behind his mom's car to pee, and they basically put him in the back of a cop car. They gave him like, oh shit, what
Oh,
was
so that's an
the
abuse of power. 10-year-old? Come
receives
on.
receives he receives
Wow.
probation, and he has to write a 2-page paper on Kobe Bryant after urination arrest. Like it's just like
This
the kid is
is.
10. It's
Give
in
me.
Mississippi.
I was gonna
Why
say, this is somewhere in the South for sure.
Kobe Bryant? I
I
don't
was probably
know.
like right after he
Was there
died.
a public urination incident with Kobe Bryant?
I don't
I
know.
mean, you live in Colorado.
Well, yeah, I
But
do. She said that there was no public restroom available. So like the only place that he could go was like behind the car discreetly. Like it's just so it's
Yeah, I'm with her, man. Like, again, it's you don't want people
completely
just like willy-nilly
asinine.
whipping their dicks out and like taking a piss, but like if you gotta go, you gotta go, bro. Like
He's a child, dude.
that's
He's a
what I'm saying.
child.
Again, back to what I said, don't do it in your front yard, but like if you want to do it in your backyard, it's your backyard and it's fenced in.
And like I think I don't know for certain, but
Bro, I
like the
pissed off back
whole
my back deck at like midnight when I let the dogs out. Fuck yeah,
yeah,
I'm
if
pissed.
it's pitch black and nobody see my wiener, I don't care, dude. I'm gonna take a piss.
I
I'm gonna
don't
take a
care if
piss.
someone sees my wiener. I don't care. Like,
I mean, I do because I'm, hey, I'm shy, It's cold outside. Okay, don't judge me too harshly. All
you're a
right.
grower, not a shower.
I'm a grower, not a shower, dude, for sure. It doesn't grow very much, but I'm still a grower, so
Why, anyways, why are you
it
asking?
technically grows, so you're
Oh,
good.
I'm just gonna like so I my kids have been obsessed with Skibidi Toilet. That's like we showed Alex yesterday. He was not impressed, but I didn't know if like
Not
it
at
was
all.
if it was like a that they in Colorado they got Skibidi Toilet there or
I have not heard of it once.
that is crazy, dude. I don't know, man. I don't even know where
You're
he heard it from.
perpetually like online though.
Yeah, but also I don't know. I guess the kids brought it up to me. I didn't know anything about Skibidi Toilet until they were like, hey,
Yeah,
here's
but
this
you enable it
video.
as well.
I mean, I like to research it. Hey, what are the kids into?
Yeah, but there's research and then there's playing it when you have company over.
Yeah, because I have to show more people my research. Like,
No
look at
one
this thing I
gives a
found. Look
shit.
at this thing I found, dude.
Look at this thing. I'm wasting all my time looking up this dumb thing instead of things that matter.
Hey, you can call it what you want, but there's a lot of lore, okay, behind Skibidi
Goddamn.
Toilet. There's like two different ver
Is
there's
there a
like
shared universe?
Well,
There.
fuck it. It's Gary's mod, first of all. Like the first
Yeah,
thing I saw, I was like, oh, this is
Half-Life.
G-Man.
Yeah, it's Half-Life 2 assets and whatnot. It's based off Gary's mod. That's some I don't know the origin story of how this
He's
all
never played
started.
Half-Life, so he doesn't know
Well,
anything.
I'm talking about like I don't think Skibidi Toilet has anything to do with Half-Life, to be
Uses
fair.
Half-Life assets.
It does, but it doesn't mean it has to do anything with it, right?
But I'm
But
also pointing it out that you've never played Half-Life or Half-Life 2.
oh no, I haven't played any of them. So I have Gary's mod on my PC somewhere, but I haven't touched it.
Somewhere tucked away.
Yeah. But it's like I think it was some kid. He made a funny song about Skibidi Toilet, and then like it blew up into
That's
this whole thing. And
subjective.
it's now it's there's so many different versions of Skibidi Toilet, and there's the Skibidi Toilet proper has so much lore behind it. Like they fight with these camera guys, and it's like I think Skibidi Toilet's technically the bad guy. I don't know who the bad guy
Who
is, and then there's
gives
the
a
whole.
shit?
It's so crazy, man. There's it's honestly the kids love it. It's so
You know
much
what I want to
fun.
talk about instead of this dumb thing?
Why?
Why? No. Actually,
Tim's just like, why actually? We can just call it here, honestly. Like,
Are
I
you
don't
wearing a
know.
Columbia football jersey? Shirt?
Me?
Yeah, what is that? Oh,
It's
it's
a
just,
sports
I
player,
thought,
though.
oh,
I got a bunch of hand-me-down shirts and like they're
Yeah,
all
you
really
did.
nice.
Yeah, you
So
did.
I wouldn't be spending money on it, but hey, it's what they gave to me. So
Have you ever in your life, either one of you, wanted a walking flamethrower?
oh, I know where this is going. I've seen the
Every day,
article.
honestly, I was gonna give Tam a chance to respond first.
Actually, occasionally when we're doing snow removal, I'm like, wow, a flamethrower would be sweet.
That would
Just
be
to
a
walk
really
down
good
the sidewalk.
application. Yeah.
Well, you're in
It,
luck.
yeah, because you don't even, we wouldn't even have to walk it. You wouldn't have to walk with it down the street. Like, it could walk for you down the street. You'd just be like, hey, go clear the street, and it would do it for you.
It goes back to this conversation of like, hey, this is cool, but like, why? Why are we wasting resources? Boston Dynamics. Anyways, this thing, this dog looking creature with a flamethrower on its back, has a 1 hour battery life. It has a 30-foot range of flame. It has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
I
And
mean, it's gonna
I
have to, right?
yeah, it looks like it's like a little. It has a, I guess it has a camera too, and you can control it with your phone that has an app. Anyways, all this to say, it's Skynet. Like, let's just keep going. Let's just keep going. If you've got a spare $9,420, give it to me. I got a comic book to fund. But if you don't want to and you want to go do this, again, it's called the Therminator, and it has a flamethrower. We're selling it to civilians because we love this kind of thing in our country. But like, I'll be honest with you, the amount of people who can afford it and the amount of people who will be responsible with it is like almost less than zero.
But also,
it's like the two circles that don't quite intertwine. Like, yeah, you've got to be smart enough to use it, have enough money to afford it.
But if you have enough money to afford it, then you know that you're smart enough not to buy it because, but I mean,
credit cards exist, you know.
Yes. And like, you know, we always talk about, oh, if you win the lottery, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody, but like, there's going to be signs. And like, I might.
You have like three of these.
Yeah, you know.
Like, keeping people away.
But like, what's to stop, you know, some serial like supervillain coming in and like hacking the fucking mainframe and this thing just like burns my house down?
Well, also, it's never happened before. So,
what hasn't? A supervillain?
A supervillain or just somebody like hacking.
Are you saying supervillains don't exist in 2024?
I think that they exist on a plane that doesn't mess with our current reality. Unless, of course, I don't know. It depends. Maybe they've shaped our entire reality. Maybe they won because
I think you're taking like, I think you're like missing it. Like, billionaires, yes, are supervillains.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Billionaires are supervillains. They are currently like, but we just become so accustomed to Stockholm syndrome. We live with it every day. You know, like, it's like, hey, what's another corporate billionaire ruining our lives? You know,
unfortunately, I don't make enough money to not deal with it that way. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
Would you want one? If you could have, if someone gives you one, Jacob.
I'd probably play around with it, but I'd be too afraid the kids would like kill themselves with it or something like that, you know. So,
well, some things are not meant for kids. Like, some things are not meant for kids.
Well, you know, I'm afraid enough that they're going to get a hold of a gun, let alone a something that could set them on fire. So, I'm just going to probably give it away after playing with it like for an hour, you know. I don't know, why do I burn down with it, but that's the thing too, is like, to own a flamethrowing dog, you have to have stuff that you would actively want to burn with it. And it's like
snow.
Snow would be the only, that's like, Tim's got a great point. I think that would be the only time, but how many times does it snow here in Tennessee? Once. If you're lucky. So
I don't know, dude. Kids were at school for 10 fucking days of snow because it was just, it wouldn't stop.
What am I going to do with my hour long battery life? I'm going to go out there and like melt it on the roads for the kids, you know, like,
missed a hell of a segue earlier when we were talking about shitting in your backyard or whatever, but did you hear about the serial pooper?
Tim, it's okay, man.
I have you not heard it. About the serial pooper.
Do you have any confessions to make?
You know, yeah, dude, it's okay. This is a safe space.
Well, I mean, we're not going to turn you in or anything. I was trying to figure out where this was. Was it in Michigan?
Michigan, yeah, that's what it says.
So, a Dearborn cemetery has an unwelcome visitor as a serial pooper who relieves himself or herself among the headstones and gravesites. The Dearborn Police Department has been summoned to the Northview Cemetery 7 times since the first call came on February 25th. That's seven incidents in just 2 months.
Seven piles of poop. So
again, there's not a toilet close by, I guess. The serial pooper does not go on the same location each time and doesn't have a specific gravesite. It has kept its business off the gravesite of actor George Peppard, who starred in Audrey. I don't give a shit.
What does bear poop look like?
I don't know. Look it up. You have Google. Look it up. The cemetery did not return any calls, according to the corporation records. It was incorporated in 1913. But like, okay.
Nobody at that cemetery wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Nobody.
And like, legit, like, you got to think too. Like, they probably get phone calls every day since this article aired where it's like, hey, you catch any poop yet? You know, like, and it's like people calling about, like, hey, talk to me about this pooper you got, you know? So they get pretty.
So, like, what's the punishment? What's a fair punishment? Because, like, don't do that. You know, don't do that.
Are they poop? Is it say they poop it on graves?
Yes, they're pooping on grave sites. Like,
that's also, I appreciate the gender inclusion of himself or herself, but we know that's a dude. Come on.
That's a dude. That's a guy. 100%.
On DP, a dude out there.
Probably because women are too smart to be like, I'm going to waste my time pooping on graves. But if it is a woman, honestly,
I'm going to shit on him while he's asleep, though. Amber Heard.
Yeah.
It's
the
bed. It was the bed, right?
Yeah, she shit the bed. I don't even. I feel like sometimes you're more connected than I am because, like,
Dude, that was hard to miss for a while because, like, of all the things, the thing that was because it was always, always it comes back to Always Sunny because who pooped the bed? Amber Heard, that's who pooped the bed.
Yeah, it's fair. But
But like, what's the fair punishment for that?
honestly, like, a slap on the
community
wrist.
service, right?
No, more
I
than
mean,
a slap
what?
on the wrist. Come on.
Okay,
That doesn't do anything.
in my mind, the people you're pooping on, dead. They don't give a shit. Literally, the pun
It's the
intended.
families, but like, you don't defecate in public. That's a thing. We just talked about it.
But
They
is it
just,
in public
that's
if there's
fair.
nobody
Yeah.
around?
Yes. It's public
No,
property.
public. I don't know, man. I think
You
there's something like
associate
it
public
is.
of like, oh, don't shit in the middle of the hallway of a stadium. Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
because there's other people there. That's public. You're in the public now. If there's nobody around, to me, that's
If
private.
you are not on a place marked as private or in your own home, you are in a public setting. Just because there's not people around doesn't mean it's not public.
Nobody saw him. Tell me
This
who did it, you
somebody
know?
did see him.
No, they saw the poop afterwards. That's another thing. And that's the thing too, is like, how do we know they're not confusing the feces with somebody else's? You know, like, what if it's a deer? I think deer have pellets. Bears, I
Well, I
just looked
think
up. It looks more like horse poop.
once is like, oh, okay, whatever. Seven times, that's a serial pooper.
But also, like, how big of a pile of shit? I guess they have to be pooping on the headstones because, like, if it's like
That takes
beside them, you're
talent, man. You got
gonna.
to stand up, balance.
You kidding me?
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. I just feel like it's somebody who's just like, this is really funny. It's probably like a
I just,
teenager
it's
and
probably,
he's
I
probably
just want to know
like
if there's a
just.
connection. Like, are these like ancestors of a family that like wronged this person and they're just getting generations and generations of payback?
I do know that pooping on a headstone is a quick way to get cursed. So I honestly like look out, but
Yeah, but
I'm
have you
just
ever
saying.
hated somebody so much? I know I've asked this question. Have you ever hated somebody so much that like you'd piss on their grave if they were dead?
I don't give a shit enough. I
I mean,
forget
that's a
too
thing.
quickly.
Like someone wronged you so badly that like I can't wait till you die. I'm gonna piss on your grave. But like, what does that do?
Nothing. Piss on them while they're alive, dude. That's what I always say. You know?
Exactly. Then go to jail. It's a felony. Unless somebody asks
And
for
that's crazy. I think that we have a serious issue with like
Here
over-criminalization of things,
we
dude.
go.
Like, it's just like, because
Comes back
like
around.
to go back around to the story, it's they're pooping on graves, dude. What? Okay,
Don't
stop
do
it.
that.
Yeah, you give them a slap on the wrist. You say, hey, fucking quit it. If you do it again, you're going to jail. That I can understand. But if they get like, it's just to me, it seems more like they're desperate for attention. And the only way they can get attention is this. They're going to ramp up. They're going to start killing animals and leaving them on graves next. And then if we don't catch them, then they're going to move on to like probably
So you're
people.
saying catch them. So you're saying that what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah, dude, give them
And
some
you think that a
mental.
person that has enough wherewithal to shit on seven different graves in a span of 2 months is just going to be like, oh no, I got in trouble. Slap on the wrist. I'm done.
Yeah, it'd
You're
scare me.
dumb. You're
I'd stop
dumb.
it.
No, you
But at the
would
same
not.
time, you know, it's one of those things where I don't think that we need to go and throw the book at them because they were shitting on some graves. Like, that's fucking stupid. You know, you want to put them in a max security prison, put them, slap them away for life. Go ahead and give
Did
them
I
the
say
death
that?
sentence.
Did
Give
I
them the
say that?
death sentence. No, it's like, it's this is country. That's what I'm sure they want. Those people
You're
probably want them
jumping. You're
dead.
jumping to that conclusion, Tim. What like you have a rational brain? Tell me what like what's.
That's like maybe like a year probation. So
Okay.
that
Okay. But
if there's
what is
another slip
probation
up, they
exactly?
do get in trouble. That's when they have to meet with like a corrections officer like once or twice a month. Make sure, you know, they have to be on time, meet their appointment. They probably have some court
Okay.
mandated therapy. You know, someone to tell them like, hey, understand life's hard. Maybe don't shit on graves in a cemetery.
Right.
You know, to get
See?
through the day.
Yeah,
I
see,
would
he
start
knows.
there.
Because
That's fine.
clearly, like, you do it once, it's ha-ha, it's a funny joke. You do it twice, it's like, you're starting to become a degenerate.
There, I feel like,
Seven,
yeah.
you've got a problem and you need help.
And that's the thing. It's like, yeah, it sounds like a cry for help. So I
So
say,
help them, but you can't
I
just
don't think
get
that
a.
probation or even like a criminal time is going to help them in any way because then they got that on the criminal record. How are they going to get a job? You
You
know, if
shit
they.
on graves, bro.
You said yourself like, you know, hey, like a slap on the wrist. If they do it again, they go to jail. That's what probation is. That's
Okay, well, that's fine.
a
I'm with you
situation where
again.
if they continue to do it, there's going to be a severe consequence.
All right. Tim brought me back around to reality. I'm okay with that.
I know that Jacob loves milk.
Fucking not anymore, dude.
What's wrong? Why
Can't
not? What?
you can't love anything in this goddamn world anymore,
You
dude.
see how easy that was, Tim? So
Oh man, this is great. It's
stupid.
great to see it in person.
It's
It's
so
so
easy.
it's just so stupid, dude. Like everything. It's just like
Why don't you like milk anymore?
Because they found goddamn bird flu in the fucking milk again,
oh, here
the
we go.
first time ever. Like, it's just, it feels like we're in 2008. It feels like Obama's president, and Ebola is just outbroken again. It's just like you can't love anything anymore. They found traces. They found bird flu and traces of milk, and so now they're going back and testing cows. Because I don't know if you guys are up to date on your bird flu news, but they're currently bird flu has made the jump to like other animals. I think it was like in pigs, and now it's been found in cows. There's been two reported cases of it jumping to humans, but there's no human to human spread. So that's like, but just another thing got to worry about. Can't enjoy anything. Can't have cereal anymore because it's gonna give you bird flu, and you're gonna like start. I don't know. I don't even know what bird flu does, to be honest. It probably
makes you lay eggs.
Bird.
Yeah, just like a severe flu.
Yeah, it's just like another reason for us to be sick, I guess. I don't know, man. But it's so stupid. That's so stupid, man. I don't know.
So are you like hatefully drinking milk substitutes?
Yeah, I'm not gonna stop drinking actual milk though. That's the thing. Milk substitutes suck. They don't replace. Like, it's like almond milk's fine, but then it's like, I don't know, man. It's not. It doesn't have the full fattiness on my, you feel in your mouth.
Also, like
you know?
$7 a jug out here. But
yeah, dude. You
know. Don't even get me started on groceries, bro. I went to the grocery store today, and like, I don't know how it is out there, but I don't understand in my dumb brain the thought process on. Okay, you wanna make me do your job and bag my own groceries. Okay, fine, but like, why are my groceries more expensive than they ever been? Because you're not hiring any more people to work because no one works here. There's nobody in the checkout line. Like, well, what are we doing?
Nobody wants to work. So
yeah, it's because no one wants to work for $9 an hour. You know, it's just
so
like
lazy,
dude, bro. Like my whole life, it was this whole idea. Like my grandpa was always, he didn't. Yeah, again, that's that generation where they got a job and they stuck with the job and they retired and they never worked anywhere else. Doesn't understand the point of like jumping from job to job because you can make more money. Oh, it looks bad on you. No, it doesn't. Who gives a shit? They don't give a shit.
Nobody's loyal to these corporations anymore.
But like he would always say, well, you know, your generation don't want to work. They're too good to work for $7 an hour. Let me tell you right now, making $7 an hour is better than making no money an hour. And it's like, no, it's not, because if your rent is $900 and your paycheck is $700 before taxes, it doesn't matter if you're short $200 or $500. It doesn't matter. It does
that
not
math,
matter.
That math don't math.
Like, if you can't even break even, it does not, like, then there's no point. There's no point in it. So it's just like, so anyways.
You said not to get you started on groceries, but then it felt like we got you started on groceries pretty quick. So.
Yeah, that was my bad. I'll own
no.
that one.
No, yeah. I'm quick to fly off the handle. I understand this.
It sucks. Buying groceries fucking sucks now.
I can only, you people like that have two children. I don't understand how you do it. I don't know how you do it.
Well, luckily one of ours doesn't eat and the other one just eats.
Well, you make up
amount,
for it.
So yeah, I mean like, yeah, until I have to start going hungry, like it's not an issue. Like it'd be fine. So.
That was that, you know, I didn't mean it as like a fat joke. I just,
yeah, yeah, sure. It's all right. I like to eat. I'll admit it. I like food.
I can only imagine that out there your groceries are way more expensive, because like we do have the benefit of like, you know, Jacob and I can complain about cost of stuff, but I you know, I've been to places unlike Jacob, so I know how much more expensive things are elsewhere in this country. So I can only imagine. I would say that it's probably double, maybe even more than double, because you have two growing boys.
Just a snapshot, like we shop for like 1 week at a time. And it's usually like $350, $400.
Sheesh. How much is a
gallon
of
like,
milk?
That's not, we're not talking like regular milk is like $4.99.
Damn, dude. We got a lucky here. I think it's like $2.59 at Aldi. So,
and I'm not talking like a bunch of organic stuff and you know,
no,
like
it's $2.89.
You're talking about
stuff.
That bird flu laced milk.
Yep.
The straight out of the cow's udder, maybe pasteurized once. So
yeah.
Are you a big milk guy, Tim?
No, I don't like milk.
But you do
I have one of those guts that doesn't agree. I can eat cheese.
Oh, that's
about it.
That's
I don't
ice
have one of those
and
guts,
milk.
And I just don't like milk.
I never liked to taste the milk, even when I was a kid. I couldn't.
I don't
see
either.
It. People would give it to me all the time, and I'm like, can I just have water? Like, this shit sucks.
Dude, okay, so I do. If I drink milk first thing in the morning, I get a little bit of a tummy ache. But like, if I have food with it, it's fine. So I love milk so much, man. A chocolate milk. Strawberry milk. I
will drink chocolate milk for like heartburn purposes and indigestion purposes. Cause it, and I drink that thick Nesquik, so it like coats my belly.
You got like a sliding down your throat, like it's just like a log. Ugh, dude.
No, what?
Ugh, you got
What?
a
Like
thick
a
ass,
what?
like
Like a
full
log?
thing.
Hold on, hold on. Unpack the log down your throat here,
Oh
okay?
yeah, dude, you
Let's
got
unwrap that.
like
Like
talking about
thick,
it. Thick, chunky milk. It's like just sliding,
Ew.
like
You're
putting
just
down
like,
your
do you think
lady's
it's like a
throat.
big, just a pure? I'm just eating a chocolate bar.
Yeah, chocolate, like a Hershey's bar.
Got that quick dick down your throat.
I'm eating that chocolate milk raw. Like
Yeah.
before it becomes milk, it's just a chocolate bar.
That's okay. Also, don't drink unpasteurized milk. Okay, don't be fucking stupid.
Don't kink shame
God,
people.
I'm not king. I'm trying
Sounds
to
like
save
it.
people's lives.
Who made
Okay.
you the fucking food police?
Yeah. What if I
Well,
want
there's a whole
parasites?
reason that we, yeah, there's a whole reason we depasteurize
All right, well,
milk. I'm
tell
just
us, big
throwing it out
boy.
there. But so, like Tim mentioned, they don't want any parasites, right? Let me
What if I
drink
want
this
them?
tapeworm
Let me.
lace.
What if I want parasites, bro? It's good for
Fine,
your
fine.
gut.
Yeah, who am I to say, maybe it is the what is the who are the food police?
FDA?
FDA. Maybe the FDA is just trying to keep those parasites out of our bodies because they technically
Who's to
help our
say it's not
bodies.
good for you and it'll like make you poop a lot?
Because that's the fucking thing, dude. God damn it. It's so stupid. Because like when you have these forms of thought, like, these trains of thought, and you're like, you do go that route where you're like, hey, let them believe what they want to believe. We end up with flat earth. Okay. We end up with flat earthers. We end up with them in the NBA. All right. And it's all just fucking no. The earth isn't flat, you idiots. You stupid fucks. It's round as shit, dude.
I mean,
Round as
yes,
shit.
it's round as shit. It's called a marble, not a paper.
God, I mean, if we have to be on the same rock floating through space together, like at least believe that it's a rock and not some frisbee that I don't know, some kind of extraterrestrial threw into the air. Okay. It's not flat. God, I hate flat earthers, dude.
Listen, at the end of the day, protecting your peace is way more
Sorry.
important
Also,
than proving your point, right? And I try to tell you this. I try to get this through your head because I know that like you go through these bouts and like let people believe that the earth is flat.
no,
They're
no, I
fucking
know.
morons, bro. Who
Because
gives
that's
a
how we
shit?
got here in the first place. Because they ruined conspiracy theories for me, dude. That's the whole that's the big reason that I hate flat earthers is because they ruined
But
conspiracy
everyone
games.
knows, but I say everyone. People who are serious know that it's not flat. So who gives a shit?
I do, dude. Because that's
Oh,
okay.
you are you trying to say that like influencers and people with a platform are irresponsible?
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what
Oh,
I'm
thank
saying.
you. Goes back to the whole point of the
Yeah.
very beginning of this conversation. Yes,
Also,
exactly.
sorry, Tim, if you're a flat earther, I don't mean to like, be mean to you in
Bro,
particular.
come on.
Like,
I'm so pissed right now. How dare you?
hey,
No,
I'm
screw
just
that.
I know that you're super smart, Tim, but
I
people
mean,
have their vices. If you believe the earth's flat, if I'm talking to you in person, I'm probably gonna be really nice to you. But like
but
but
I'm
now
really just a shady
but now
piece of
you know.
shit who's judging you the whole time.
I prefer
Nah.
that people who believe asinine stuff like that just wear it on their sleeve. Like, I want to see them. I want to know who they are. I want to know where they're at so I can,
I could tell you
deal with them
exactly where they are. They're at a
appropriately.
Trump rally right now. And anyway, sorry. I don't mean to get political, dude. And that's another thing. That's the whole reason I hate it. It's because they do. It ends up being that that's who they vote for. Sorry, I don't mean to say it, but you could poll people who believe in flat Earth. And then ask them who they voted for. And I think you'll find a startling discovery. So, anyways. Sheesh. Grocery prices, dude. They're getting crazy. God, dude.
Do
Milk $4.99 a gallon?
you
That's
want to
crazy.
go ahead and do a top five and get out of here?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, let's top five.
So I'm gonna let Jacob go first because
Yeah.
he doesn't have enough
Has he
experiences
been
in
to five
life.
concerts?
No, he's not. He's not been to five.
I've been to two concerts in my life.
And like
Like
I was,
that's
and I tried to explain it. I'm like, it doesn't have, just have to be like concerts, like metal concerts. Have you ever been to a concert that you were in? Have you ever, like, has your kid ever done a concert? And he's like, no. So like, again, when it goes back to being cultured and living and then looking back at all these things that you never did in your life, I always
Right.
aim that at Jacob because he doesn't do anything.
I'm just saying, man, they going to events with that many people,
Yeah,
miss me
but
with
the
that.
last concert we went to was less than 500
That
people.
was perfect. Like the last concert we went to, like Gojira, is probably I want to say it's number two because the last concert we went to was definitely like I feel like more the metal scene, and
So, okay. So the
I feel
first
like
concert you ever went to was with me, your wife,
Gojira,
and
yeah,
Phil, and it was Alien Weaponry Knocked Loose, headlined by Gojira. And it was
yes.
like right at, it was like peak COVID, like 2022. Here, I can look it up exactly. But it's like,
Because they still like were like iffy on masks. They were like, you can wear it if you want to. You
it
don't
was
have to
20 November
necessarily.
2nd, 2021.
And you had to be vaxxed, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if that was
no, you had to wear a mask.
No,
You
had
had
to
to
wear
wear
a
a
mask.
mask.
Yeah, that's right. But
it was a sit down place, so you didn't get the full like metal experience, like
but
the dirty, the grimy.
even then, there was a lot of people there. There was like
The dude in front of us smelled like death.
And the person behind us wouldn't get
That
off my
will happen.
shoulders. He was like the dude behind. There was two guys behind us who were not of this world. They were gone. They were not here.
They were
They were not experiencing the concert the same way that we were experiencing it. They were experiencing it on like a fifth level, like above us.
Had some of that Colorado electric lettuce.
I don't know if
I think it was a little bit further.
it was harder than lettuce, that is for sure. And they were drinking, so they probably had a mixture of things going on.
Now,
But
to be fair, this was like, again, this is 2021, so people have been locked up for a
they're
year and
just
a
ready
half at
to
this point.
get that's true, yeah.
Out. So,
But then my number one is going to be the which concert was it, Alex? Who's playing? Because I don't remember.
it was headlined by Fear Factory, but it was
There
also
you go.
Orbit Culture and Halo Scars, and that
Okay,
was February
Orbit Culture.
13th of this year.
Halo Scars played first.
I forgot you got to
And
see Orbit Culture. Like, I'm
dude,
jealous because I
twice.
have not been
Orbit
able to see
Culture,
them.
I've seen them
Fucking,
twice. They fucking ruled so hard, dude. Like their music, like that's the music that if you were gonna smoke a joint to, do it there. Because like it's just like at some points it felt ethereal, and it's just, man, it was fun.
I would say primal in ways too, based on their like show presence, like the stage presence. You
Yeah,
know, they got like
yeah.
skulls and shit. It's like,
Now,
no.
Fear
If I'm not
Factory, they
mistaken, Alex
were,
showed you like lyrics too, right? During the
yeah,
concert.
dude. And that's like honestly, if I wanted to bring a little Yacoub pizzazz to all the concert,
I don't think
have a
it's a bad
projector.
idea. I don't think it's a
Have a
bad idea.
screen. If it could just be like a little tiny screen on the front that shows you like what they're saying. Because I mean, I am one of those stereotypical people who can't understand metal music. And it's because I don't listen to it a whole lot. But I felt more in tune with the music and the people around me because I knew what they were saying and singing. And it was fucking dope. It was a dope time. And then Fear Factory was fine. They were good. The highlight being is it Dito?
It's Dino and a different singer, right?
Dino. Hell yeah, dude.
Dino
Or
and
is it the original
everyone,
singer?
yeah, Dino's the only original member left, even though
Okay, and
like
Dino,
he left for a while and then he came back and it was the whole thing.
I can say for certain that Dino definitely fucks. Like he's like
Oh yeah.
50, 55,
60.
60.
60.
He gets laid every single concert for sure. More so probably than the lead singer who was Italian and did an excellent job. So I don't remember his name, but he was great. So those are my two.
What was his name? I don't
They call
remember.
him the Italian Stallion.
Yeah, but that
I don't know if that's PC anymore, but
Mil
hey.
Milo? It was Milo. Yeah, it was Milo. But anyways, let's go with you, Tim.
Top five concerts. Shit.
If you don't have it ready, I can go.
Number f Yeah, I'm gonna need a minute. I have five. I just need to sort out their order.
All right, let's see here. Because I am a freak of nature, I have as Jacob said, I'm preparing for that end of life interview and like a recap of my life and all the things that I've done. And I don't know, I've just been really weird and I'm very organized. Now, honorable mention, you know, I am a metalhead, yes, but the very first concert that I ever went to was in 1999 at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Weird Al Yankovic. Hell
Hell
of a
yeah,
show.
dude.
Hell of a show, dude.
He
I
strikes me as
bet.
the type of guy that could put on a concert for sure. Like, it would have
Hell of a
fun.
show. But that's my honorable mention. I did see Van Halen too in 2004, but it was Eddie, Alex, Sammy, and Wolfgang. So like it was one of those like I'm glad I got to see it because like my namesake is based off Van Halen. So like, but like it was I would have rather seen David, but it is what it is. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to throw that Fit for an Autopsy and Orbit Culture show that you didn't go to. I love Fit for an Autopsy, but that was also the first time that I saw Orbit Culture and it was just like a just like killer show top to bottom, just like two like it's sometimes you go to shows and like you're there for the headliner so you get it's like, you know, I'm here but like I'm only giving like a 7 out of 10 to these bands 'cause like I'm just waiting to get to the main band, but this was not one of those experiences. This was I'm here. Like there was two bands, like Divisive and Time and Eternity. They were whatever, but I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna get to see Orbit Culture for the first time, and then I get to see Fit for an Autopsy again. But this was like I'd seen Fit for an Autopsy like four times before this, but this was like this is like when, you know, couple, what, 2 years ago, 2022, and I was like, oh, let's go. So, and that show was just great, like so good. I'm gonna throw Summer Slaughter 2008 on there just because more of the experience of it all. Me and two buddies, it was in Spartanburg. I gotta scroll up here. It was in Spartanburg. We stayed at the campground, and like
Oh, yeah.
it like red, or it was like the, I think it might have been the national park, but like we had like a big tent, and like it fucking poured down the rain so hard the night before that, like, you know, I ended up going and sleeping in the car, left them in the tent, you
That's
know.
what senior year of high school for you?
2000, no, it's been 2008, so I'd have been a sophomore in college at this point.
Damn, dude.
So it'd be, well, I was going into my sophomore year, but I was up there
Gotcha.
for, I was like doing summer classes and stuff, back home, and
I
like,
was a junior in high school, so
no, you weren't. You had
yeah, I was.
graduated.
I graduated in 2009. Shelby was graduating that year.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. It's not important. But like, it was at Ground Zero, which I don't think is in Spartanburg anymore. But here's the bands, right? Listen to this: Psycroptic, Whitechapel, Aborted, Despised Icon, Born of Osiris, The Faceless, Cryptopsy, Vader, Cataclysm, and Black Dahlia Murder. And that's just like a,
That.
it's a lot. It started at like 12 o'clock, right? Well, we grabbed some fucking French dips at Arby's before we went. And then
Damn, dude.
and we were there. It was two stages, and it was just like bam, 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 bam. You know, just like it was great. It's fucking super great time. It was a lot though. It was a lot, like kind of too much at that point, but it's still just like the experience of it all. So just like, just kind of roughing it a little bit. I'm gonna put the Parkway Drive show in 2011 because that would be the first time that I saw Parkway Drive because I was supposed to see him in 2008. There's a whole story behind that, but I that was what would start a whole like future endeavor of just like seeing them across multiple states, multiple cities, every like almost basically every album cycle from there on out. This was right after Deep Blue, and you know, I would go on to see them many, 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 many times. But that was Set Your Goals, The Warriors, The Ghost Inside, and headlined by Parkway Drive. And that was like the Parkway Drive that I fell in love with, where they're just like pure energy. You know, obviously they've evolved and they're a lot different now, but it was just like the raw, like this is like they're sort of peaking and they're heading towards the peak of their career at this point. And it was fucking great. The next one would be the first metal show that I went to. It's sort of like a culmination of like all these things, and then like the end of high school, so like spring break 2007. Go to Nashville with a couple buddies, and we go see Lamb of God with support from Machine Head and this little band that no one had ever heard of called Gojira.
Oh, let's
Yeah, they were
go.
the Gojira
Shit.
was the openers. They played five songs and it was in this fucking warehouse. I don't know if it exists anymore. It was this place called City Hall. And it was like I was super hyped because that in my friends group, I was like the only person who knew who Gojira was at that time. And this was like right after Sacrament for Lamb of God. So they're like, you know, metal kings at this point.
Right.
And it was just in a Machine Head had just come out with the Blackening. So like, you know, they're like, you know, whatever. So it was a fucking killer show. Fucking killer show. And then like this is kind of a cheat because like the show itself was great, but it's more of like the what it meant. And that was obviously last year when I went and saw Parkway Drive
Yeah.
in Nashville and got to meet Parkway Drive and did all that stuff. And just like a top five moment probably in my life, and just like all and just like the build up and the culmination and all these things through all these years and how influential they are. I've talked about it on the podcast episode last year or so. Like the show was fine, but it's more about the meaning of the show and like what was behind it. So
Awesome, dude.
yeah.
Number five for me, and like I love that you shared a festival because I think if you're a music fan or a metal fan, like you've got to do at least one festival. Don't care what it is, who's on the bill, like that experience
Yeah.
is it's just insane. Like you can't match it. So number five for me, my first metal show was Ozzfest 97.
Nice.
I
Wow.
think it's
Oh, wow.
97. This is the year Tool was on Ozzfest, which Anima had just come out, and the whole show is pretty good. Like, I got to see Cole Chamber before anybody knew who they were, and
Before Dez
like
became an absolute
before
dickhead.
exactly. I mean, they were cool back then. Seven Dust when they were still metal. I got to see a little band called Incubus when they were doing like funk metal before they went
I know that band.
more alternative. So we go through this whole show, and then so two funny stories that are real quick. First of all, Megadeth was on the same bill, and I fell asleep during Megadeth because I thought they sucked. Like, I literally 14-year-old me just sleeping at the concert chair all through
Did you say
Megadeth.
97 or 98?
It's either 97 or 98. I can't remember which
Looks like
year.
98.
Okay, it would
Megadeth,
have been
Incubus,
98.
Ozzy, Soulfly, Motorhead, Seven Dust, Kilgore,
Soulfly was
Tools,
freaking
Limp
insane.
Bizkit.
Yep. That's
Limp
when a
Bizkit was
$3 bill y'all
metal or
came out,
something?
and they came out and Fred was rapping on the giant toilet,
Let's
which
go.
is another crazy
Probably where
thing. But
Skibidi Toilet came from, honestly. So.
after waking up to Megadeth, I remember my dad like hitting me on the shoulder and being like, "You're gonna want to stand up and put your hands up." It had taken Tool like too long to get out because their cleanup after Megadeth took too long. It ran over, and so the people on the lawn were restless, and they were ripping up the sod and just hucking it towards the
Oh,
stage as hard as
God.
they could. So the
Okay.
entire lead up to Tool, we were getting just like rained down on with sod and dirt and clumps of rocks and that sort of thing.
Hell
And then of
yeah.
course Maynard comes out dressed like a preacher, and then kicks into their set. So that was my first show. It was insane. That'll always be in my top five.
Hell yeah.
Number four would be seeing Rammstein and like this music fest in Indianapolis. They just the music fest was by the radio station. They did all the work to get all of the like fire permits for Rammstein. So they did their full stage show with all the flamethrowers, the explosives and all that stuff. And not to hate, a lot of Rammstein songs sound the same to me, but it was just cool seeing a bunch of
I'm gonna get so
shit and
much hate for
people.
that, bro.
It was cool
Great.
to see so much shit and people get lit on fire for a concert. So that
My
was
buddy
insane.
Phil loves Rammstein.
Almost lost my eyebrows. That was great. We were like right back from the stage. Number three would be seeing System of a Down in Indianapolis. Like before they were big, we saw them in like a small club show. No one
Hell
really
yeah.
knew who they were at that time. They came out and just did like 29 minutes of their first album, just like at a blistering pace. Like it
Like
was
start to
crazy for
finish.
the time. Yep. They just ran right through it.
That's my kind of concert. I don't like concerts that drag on too long because it's like I get that we're
Because
here
these
at an
guys are
event.
moving.
I get that we're here at an event, but I'm not here to spend all day at this concert or all night. Okay. I got other things I got to do, like sleep, you know?
But that show was great. I mean, it was like a pit from start to finish, which was really fun. Number two, not really a metal show. It was just insane because of the venue. I got to see a Perfect Circle play up at Red Rocks, which I don't know
Oh,
if
I've
you're
heard that's dope.
familiar. It's a stage
Ooh,
that's
I've
cut
seen.
out of the mountain.
Yeah, Amon Amarth was there like 2 days ago.
Yep.
Mumford and Sons played there as well.
Acoustics there are insane. Like, I've never heard a show sound as good as it
I
does
believe they
up
have
there.
something similar in Chattanooga. Probably like Rock City or something. Is a I don't
But
know,
yeah, if you're
dude.
looking for a bucket list concert and one of your favorite bands is playing out here, it's worth the trip to make to go to a show at Red Rocks. It's insane up there. That was a really cool show, like I said, just because the experience of hearing that band play their brand of rock in the mountains. And then my favorite show was also up there. That would be the Opeth tour when Gojira was the second act and Devin Townsend opened for them. And hearing
Oh,
those
project or strapping?
project.
Okay.
Hearing
Jacob's
those
like, I don't know what
three,
that means. Yeah, dude, sick, dude. I love it.
hearing those three acts like play up there in the mountains, and Gojira actually filmed that show, and you can find it on YouTube. It's insane. It's an insane
Oh, dude,
watch. Like, it sounds
the
so
caverns
fucking
look
good up
fucking
there.
sick. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
right. The caverns right, like right out here. It's close to us. I'm waiting for a big metal show to go there because like I want to go. I know like,
That's a venue for sure, dude.
yeah.
Both of those. Red Rock. Mumford and Sons played a concert at Red Rocks. It's the only reason I know it. It's like one of their. They have like a whole album from their Red Rock concert on
A
there.
lot
It's
of
on
bands will do that just
Spotify.
because of the way it sounds out there.
Yeah, I did see. I saw Gwar one time, and it was.
I bet that was an experience.
Is that the one where they like shoot cum on everybody or something? Yeah,
Yeah.
dude. Like force cum or something. It was wild because like they always sort of their shows are different, right? Kind of like Fish, but like to the opposite end of the spectrum, you know. this was right after Michael Jackson died. And
Oh
a
no.
ball, yeah. And so like they brought out this Michael Jackson who was like, banging an alien baby, and it
Of
was,
course,
and
yeah.
then
Oh, great.
there was a political figure at the time that came out and decapitated him, and the blood was everywhere, and it was,
God damn, dude.
I mean,
That's.
Guar kind of, I mean, Guar kind of sucks, yeah, musically.
It sounds like more like they're
It's
focused on like
but
the
like they're really cool, and like it's a show you should see. But I was fortunate enough, I was not close enough to get fucking sprayed on, because I was not. That was it was Lamb of God was the opener, because like Lamb of God and Guar were from Richmond, and then like Job for Cowboy was supposed to open, and like they just no-showed. So like we got an extra 15 minutes of Guar and another 15, 20 minutes of Lamb of God. So like it worked out. It was pretty great. It was at a venue that's no longer here. But yeah, dude. I'm hungry. It's lunchtime for me,
Oh yeah.
so I'm gonna go eat. Tim, I'm so
Tim.
glad we were finally able to get you on.
Yeah, dude, thanks for accommodating my schedule.
Always. Hell yeah,
It sucks
dude.
to do anything
Anytime.
with this time change.
But you're a
Anytime.
loyal listener, long time listener, first time. What is
Long time friend. Yeah.
What is it? Part of the group chat, and we have officially had everyone in the group chat as a
Hell
guest
yeah.
now. So
Complete
we
the
gotta,
circle. Oh yeah. Gotta make a new group chat with like
yeah, we just gotta
all
burn it all down
25
now.
people in it.
So
Yep.
we're gonna leave it. Do you have anything you need to promote? Anything you wanna say? Any parting words?
No. Other than congratulations on your comic. That's awesome. That's a
Thank you,
huge
sir.
achievement.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say that in person, and that's pretty inspiring. I'm not going to release my own comic, but I am starting to work on my collection of short stories.
Let's
Always wanted to write
go,
a
dude.
always wanted to write a book of like scary stories.
Let's go. As soon as
Since
you
I was a
get,
kid,
fucking love
so
scary stories. Like, shoot me it. I want it. Give it to me. I'll
but
promote the hell out of it, dude. Send me
more
the.
importantly, I would like to point out that I am the fucking catalyst to all this shit.
Hell yeah.
I just wanted to put myself over. I'm like Jay White. I'm the catalyst of podcasting. I don't know.